My name is Marissa Salazar. I am a product manager on the Office 365 deployment and usage team, and I'm here to talk to you about a little program called Fast Track. Has anybody heard of Fast Track? A lot of people. I'm not talking about the queue at the airport, but this Microsoft Fast Track. Is anybody an Office 365 customer currently and used Fast Track to deploy? No. All right. I want to start off with two of my, quick agenda. We're going to be talking today about what is Fast Track and how has it changed. It seems like a lot of folks in the room actually have a decent impression about what Fast Track is or might be, but it's been through quite an evolution over the last couple of years. So I do want to clear up how has it changed in terms of what it provides as a service and then what products and services it's actually being used for. What is the Fast Track Center? Some of you in the past may have heard of something called the Onboarding Center or Onboarding Managers, things of that nature. I want to talk to you today about the Fast Track Center and what it provides. We'll hear a little bit about the voice of some of our customers, both in their deployment and adoption challenges, as well as their experiences through Fast Track and how they actually implemented those changes. We actually launched a new experience of the Fast Track experience and the experience that you have online, either between partners, yourselves as customers, how you interact with your Microsoft representatives, and I'll go through a demo of what that actually looks like. That was launched early October, so this is the first chance that I've gotten to come around to a bunch of our different cities and show what that actually looks like if you aren't familiar with it. And then we'll end by talking about everybody's favorite subject, which is money. Maybe it's just my favorite subject. So I'd like to start off with two of my personal favorite quotes. The first is the mission statement of our company. And as Satya eloquently says, our mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. And the reason that I like this quote so much is because it doesn't define what success is. Even just over the past day or two, I've talked to multiple customers whose definitions of success vary extremely. So really this quote and our mission statement is more about empowering our users to be successful at however they define that. And I think that's really powerful. You'll also hear the word success many times during this session. I think it's actually in the title. So we'll talk about what that actually means and how we can help you be successful. And then Benjamin Franklin, my personal favorite American inventor, founding father. He was not a president, a common misconception. But he has the great quote, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. And I heartily believe this. And anybody here who has been through a product or service deployment, I'm sure would probably heartily agree with that statement. Planning is key, and that's one of the big basis that Fast Track is actually built around. So very important concept. So Fast Track was introduced as a concept well before 2014, more in 2013, and it was really introduced as an Office 365 deployment methodology to accelerate the move to Office 365. We realized that we were really pushing our product out there. Some people were having a lot of successes getting onto the service. A lot of folks were paying a lot of money to have successful transitions to the service. And we had best practices, and we knew what it took for customers actually to make a successful deployment and transition to the cloud. But we weren't servicing that anywhere. So Fast Track really started as that, providing the deployment methodology to our customers, giving it to them, and sending them on their way and saying, hey, these are our best practices. This is what you really should follow as a business group and then as an IT group as well. In 2014, 2015, Fast Track was significantly enhanced, really to add to the service. So it was all about provisioning Office 365 workloads, including Exchange, SharePoint, what was Link at the time, Office 365 Pro Plus, and Yammer, and those were delivered by the Microsoft's Onboarding Center. So if you're familiar with Fast Track in the past, you may have heard of the Onboarding Center. And this was extremely successful. In kind of the ends of that process, we also started realizing, and that our customers who were engaging with us said, great, we're on the service, this is fantastic, thank you. You know, we may have migrated our services or our email over, but now we actually need to get our customers to use this. This is only step one. And we started realizing that more and more as customers were flowing through Fast Track. So adoption started becoming more and more a part of the conversation. So as you'll see, as I continue through, adoption has become an integral part of Fast Track. And it's not just about onboarding anymore. It's about all of the components that make customers successful. And we're really continuing to grow and add to that investment. The purpose of Fast Track and the idea behind it from the very beginning is we're Microsoft, we're providing this service, we're providing this product, and we really should be able to give you a one-button approach to deployment. That would be ideal. And until we can get there, we should be providing you the services and the ability to get there. Another big purpose behind Fast Track and why, and I'll talk about this more, but why we actually position real Microsoft engineers behind the service. You're not working, you know, with just anybody, you're working with Microsoft engineers, is to give them the insight into the deployment challenges that our customers are going through every day. You know, just the way that the world is, they don't have every piece of insight into every single challenge that you're facing. But since we've started executing Fast Track as a program and as a service benefit of the product, our engineering teams have gotten so much more insight into, you know, how customers actually roll out our services and, you know, the business problems that they face and why some assumptions that were made might not necessarily be true. So we've already seen over the last year and going further before that as well, some deployment and setup product improvements showing up directly in the product. One of the groups that extremely benefits from Fast Track is our smaller business customers. We see some places for improvements in our setup tools for people who are actually setting it up completely on their own. They don't have a Microsoft team, they don't have a partner, they might not be using Fast Track, and they've really been able to benefit from engineering's insight into the deployment and adoption process. So I still haven't told you what Fast Track is. Microsoft Fast Track is our customer success service designed to help you realize business faster with the Microsoft Cloud. Really the aim is to help you discover what's possible, plan for successful rollouts, and onboard new users and new capabilities at your own pace. We don't want to define that for you. And really what it gives you, as it outlines here, is access to best practices, tools, resources, and experts who really are those Microsoft actual engineers who are committed to making your experience with the Microsoft Cloud a success. And as I'm describing this, you're hearing that I'm talking about the Microsoft Cloud. I'm not talking about Office 365. I'll go into the history of it, Fast Track in a moment. But Fast Track is not simply about Office 365 anymore. It's about the Microsoft Cloud, and we realize that you're building upon other services as well. So one of the big pieces of Fast Track is extensibility into those other products. So you'll see other products and services showing up in Fast Track more and more, and we're committed to making sure that happens as well. So generally with our customers' experiences, with each new service or workload that they are deploying or adopting, we found that our customers generally go through these three phases. The phases being envision, onboard, and drive value. So Fast Track really does aim to provide methodology and resources, tools, best practices, insights, engineers, at all points during that cycle. And this cycle is not something that ends. You're continually hoping to drive value. Companies are continuing to grow. People don't stay the same forever. You're constantly onboarding new users. You're constantly onboarding new capabilities in a services world. So this is a cycle that never ends, and we want to be there with you at every step of the process. And that's another big point that I'll harp on later as well. Fast Track is not a one-and-done service. You don't get into Fast Track, go through it, and graduate. You stay with Fast Track, and you stay with our resources, and our engineers are committing to staying there and helping you throughout the life cycle of your time with Microsoft and our services. But all of these elements, and I'll go into them a little bit deeper in a moment here, show up in one of two places. Either in our online experience, fasttrack.microsoft.com, where there's an unauthenticated web experience where anybody can go in, and then a logged in web experience where you actually go and create your success plans. A lot of this shows up there. If it doesn't show up there, it's showing up within the services provided by our Fast Track Center, which is manned by actual people, and I'll talk more about that. But first, let's dive in a little bit into each of these sections and talk about what they're all about. Envision. Envision is pretty self-explanatory, as they all are. However, envision, the envisioning section, I see this as the most crucial place for planning and knowledge. Knowledge gathering and planning is what's going on here. So before any successful rollout or adoption, planning is crucial. And I said that at the beginning, I'll say it again. We have, for as far as adoption goes, we have adoption methodology and project templates. These were not spun up out of nowhere. We actually spent years doing research and working with our own customers to develop processes and methodology that actually drives sustainable adoption. This is not simply, you know, an aspect of it is, but it is not simply sending awareness emails out to our users so they know what features are coming. The saddest story that I see is when I see our customers who are on the latest and greatest versions of Office and Office 365 using the same feature functionality that they did in 2003. That's the saddest story that I've ever heard. And we have adoption methodology, project templates, and then these actual business scenarios that help drive sustainable adoption by changing the way that people work and changing the mindset that people have when they approach their work and our products. We really have to get not only our businesses, but our end users on board in changing the way that they see our tools working for them and how we can make their lives actually a lot easier. Is anybody familiar with our pre-old deployment plans or adoption plans available on the Success Center? No, then this is new and great. I was gonna say, think of this as a more robust, more amazing version of those tools, but if you're not familiar with it, this will just be amazing on its own. The onboarding stage. And I may as well mention at this point in time, I use a few different synonyms to describe onboarding. I call it deployment, onboarding, implementation, getting up and running. I use those all interchangeably, and I know a lot of you do too. So please bear with me in what terms I'm using. But when I'm talking about onboarding, I'm talking about deployment. I'm talking about getting your services working. I'm talking about turning the lights on, everything that you need to do in order to actually drive change and drive user adoption. If it's not working, nobody can use it. So this stage mostly addresses a lot of the capabilities that our Fast Track Center helps you with. So I'll go into the processes of that as well. But our Fast Track Center provides a great amount of services, including assessment and remediation tools to help you clean up any issues that prevent you from taking your preferred deployment approach. So these tools include, you know, ID Fix to help you set up Active Directory integration. This includes Office 365 health readiness and connectivity checks. It's really comprehensive. Once you're actually ready to proceed, your Fast Track engineer will help you prepare your infrastructure, provide you a remediation plan, provide you with remediation checklists for your IT team, and then they'll work directly with you, your account team, and your chosen partner to help take you down your preferred path of deployment and make sure that everything is provisioned and ready for you to use. And that really is what makes up the onboarding services. Something else that's great that was not always included as a part of the service is our migration services. The Fast Track Center will actually migrate your email for you, which is an extremely value-added benefit that our customers are really enjoying. So eligible customers are actually able to use the Fast Track Center for that service at no added cost. (Clears throat) So let's take a quick moment and hear from some of our customers and our Office 365 product team to hear about what people's fears and worries are around actually driving adoption. Driving onboarding.
What would you say some of people's biggest fears are with planning their deployments?
I think change is huge. I think when a customer is thinking about moving infrastructure, going online, they think of the change as a massive burden on them.
My biggest fear is that when we move and something goes wrong, having to kind of back out and go back to where we were.
What do you think your users' biggest fears are?
They're afraid it's going to work differently than what they're used to.
How did you prepare your end users for that, for the change?
Yeah, I mean, communication is the key for success. It's not enough to roll out technology. That's one thing you have to do. So we explain now to users how to use these new tools differently.
Any tips of advice that you would give for people who are about to start a similar type of migration?
Preparation. We've spent 6 months planning and prepping this, but we're at the point now where we're able to do 8,000 mailboxes a week. And with any project like this, coexistence is the problem. So the quicker you get everybody over, the sooner all your issues go away.
Yeah, it's a deployment plan. So we have to find people who are willing to kind of jump into the pool.
Yes.
And really, it's more of a make sure that the applications that we have and all of the other systems that we integrate with will work when we migrate to Office 365. And that's real important because people expect services to work and work correctly.
And my favorite part about that video is really that last quote. People expect services to work and work correctly. And especially in industries that I know a lot of you are in or work with, who use a lot of add-ins and additional capabilities added on to Office 365, it's crucial that those work and that they work immediately the first time that users use them. So it's about planning and testing and trialing and having a plan for all of those scenarios. And like some others mentioned in that video as well, it does not stop with deployment. It's about getting your users on board. Oftentimes, I hear stories about, you having to sell this to the executive level at customers and getting the top level people on board. And that's all good and fine, but once people deploy, oftentimes their IT groups face the challenge of reselling this to their end users, because if your end users aren't bought on, where are you? You're not driving value, and you're not changing the way that your group works. So the third area of Fast Track really is about driving that sustainable value, and that's about user adoption as well as Office 365 and EMS Azure management. In a services world, you need to be empowered to manage your services and continue to drive that value regardless of what's going on. So this drive value stage is all over the place in terms of what's included in it, but things like awareness kits, actual physical kits that we can send to you to help you by sending you t-shirts and posters for the offices and toys and gadgets and things to help get end users excited about making a change. User training, because end user training is a challenge. How do you change the way somebody works when they may have been in this industry for 20 years and you're throwing new software and new capabilities at them? A lot of times they're just not interested and not interested in the challenge, and we need to make it easy for people. The Fast Track Center actually provides adoption planning assistance where they'll work with you or your Microsoft team as well as your chosen partners to help kick off that adoption planning. Adoption planning is a huge, huge part of the service and is quite valuable in actually driving sustainable adoption. Like I said before, this is not about getting people to use one certain feature. It's about changing the way that they work. And if you don't have a plan with high-level stakeholders who are committed to driving adoption within their own organizations, or adoption champions at the bottom level, you're really going to have a lot of challenges in being successful. That service management toolkit that we help provide to Office 365, EMS, and Azure administrators. What do I do in case of a service incident? How do I deal with service management updates? In a services world, you really need to have empowered admins who are keeping with the product and understand what's going on at any given time. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, and if you're not, it's quite important, the Office 365 roadmap to keep you empowered and updated on what's coming with the product and how it's going to affect you. So I also have a similar video with customers talking about how the importance of driving adoption and what it means to their organizations.
Not enough to roll out technology.
What's next is selling it to the end users and to management.
They just don't have the time to really understand it.
Not knowing whether the technology was going to be hard to adapt to and to understand. And
I think it's a fear of the unknown for a lot of people.
Most folks don't really know what SharePoint is really, or Office 365, so the challenge is actually selling it to them and the full capabilities.
If they've never seen it before, you've got to have some kind of buy-in.
And if people kind of get it and they don't really understand what it is that they're, you know, supposed to do with it or what they can do with it, people are just saying, well, yeah, now I have a bigger mailbox, but what else?
But when we were really able to show them the power of Office 365 and what they could do with it and help them to discover the true power of it, that's when we really got the team engaged in using this tool.
So was anybody in the Office 2016, what's new in Office 2016, or the deep dive deployment session? So if you were there, excuse me, you heard John and Jeremy talking about our new servicing model. And that's really how updates are delivered to Office 2016 in the Office 365 Pro Plus world. And you know, it's allowing you to take that current branch model where updates are delivered to our users monthly, and you get every great and new feature, and that's really our consumer model, or the branch for business model, which allows IT to take more control over that update process and delay those feature updates into a cadence of every 4 months. And you can actually delay one of those updates, so you're really only getting service and security updates every 8 months. So this model really plays big here as well. Because driving adoption is oftentimes a daunting task for IT groups who are also trying to test out new services, test out new features, and make sure that nothing's going to be able to break and that they know how to prepare their end users for the change. So this model also allows adoption services to really be a key player here. You're able to plan for those 4 month cadences or 8 month cadences where features are rolling out to your users. So it puts you as IT in more control of the adoption process. It's not a free for all process where 1 month could be really heavy new features, 1 month is really just heavy on security, which doesn't affect your end users. So it puts you more in the driver's seat and allows you to see more in the future about what's going on and build your adoption plans accordingly. And when we talk about adoption, like I said, we're not talking about very, very granular things. We're talking about real-world usage scenarios. And through our research and through working with our users, we found that this really is the best way for people to learn, especially at an organization and especially with people who have maybe been working at said organization or just been in the workforce for over 10, 20 years. It's about getting people to understand how their lives are able to change, and then putting that in the context of our new services. But you know, like selling anybody any sort of concept, it's about getting them bought into the idea, and that's what you need to do with your end users. So these high-level Office 365 usage scenarios are a great example of that. For example, Office 365, Office 2016, it allows you to get it done from anywhere. I'm sure you all understand the value proposition of that sentence when it comes to Office Pro Plus as a product. But for our end users, you know, they've been using Office forever. They want to be able to change the way that they work. And that means, hey, you don't need to be in the office all the time. You can do things on your phone. You can do things on different platforms. You can get your work done on an airplane. You can get your work done on the other side of the country. That's the more impactful story that your users will latch onto. Running more effective meetings. You know, this is not just about Skype for Business. This is about all of the things that are included with Office 365, but it's about telling that story in a way that that really resonates with your end users. So how are you using OneNote to take meeting notes? How are you using Exchange to set up effective meetings? How are you using the tools and features within Skype for Business to actually make more of an impact and spend less time setting up the meeting and finding meeting rooms and finding times that people are available? And how are you actually being effective with that? You know, working like a network, the hero workload there is Yammer and the services that it provides, but it's not purely Yammer. It's all of the Office 365 features. So these usage scenarios package up these stories and tell them in a way that resonates with our end users, and then peppers in and explains how these products and services actually help you get there. So, you know, from a very high level, conceptual level, to a very granular, these are the things that you should be doing in the first week. These are the things that you should be doing in the second week. Encourage your users to have, you know, lunchtime brown bag sessions if you want to do X, Y, or Z. And as a note, these are Office 365 scenarios. But like I said, Fast Track is not just Office 365. And there are other usage scenarios coming, especially for things like EMS and Azure as well. So there's these end user usage scenario stories that will resonate with a lot of different parts of your business. And it's a really great place to start. So I said I would talk about the history of Microsoft Fast Track, and this is a little bit of history and just a little bit of looking forward, but it's about the services that are included within Fast Track. Hopefully at this point you have a decent understanding about what Fast Track is. You could maybe define it. You understand what you would be getting with the service, but this is about, all right, what do I have and does it apply? Like I mentioned, and the date really should be earlier than this. Fast Track really was associated with Office 365 in the past and the associated workloads. Later in 2014, coming into 2015, mail migration for Exchange Online was included. It first was included as an offer. Now it is included as a part of the service. No additional payment required. As of July 1st of this past year, our Enterprise Mobility Suite is now included in Fast Track as well, and that includes onboarding of things like Intune and Azure ADP. As of this month, Azure RMS and Project Online are also included in that services offering as a part of the service. Coming in the next month, we're really expanding our onboarding services to also to include Skype for Business, and then also foraying into that SharePoint Online for OneDrive migration coming in the beginning of next calendar year. So if this does nothing else, you know, but explain to you what services are included as a part of Fast Track, I also wanted to get across the fact that we're really committed to making Fast Track the service for the entirety of the Microsoft Cloud. We really hope that this shows our continuing investment in expanding not only the products that it's provided for, but the services that it provides. You know, we're not just onboarding, we're not just adoption, we're not just migration. We really want to be all-inclusive and that service to get you where you need to go. The Fast Track Center. So the Fast Track Center is a global team supporting 8 different languages across all time zones. And it's made up of hundreds of Microsoft engineers and Fast Track managers who are ready to engage directly with customers. This is not an outsourced service. You're actually getting somebody on the phone. You have a Fast Track manager and Fast Track engineers assigned to you as a customer. You know their name. You know how to contact them. They speak your language. They all speak English. And they'll help get you to where you need to go. And they'll work with your Microsoft team. They'll work with your internal teams. And they'll work with your partners if you're working with partners as well. So this is not a... This is an extremely flexible service that really understands that they need to work with you in a way that works for you. So the Fast Track Center and the Fast Track team is not going to simply come into your environment and do everything for you. Hey, welcome to the Microsoft Fast Track Center. Let us take the reins. We'll talk to you in a few weeks, and everything will be up and running. It's much more of a collaborative process, and there are in the service benefit, which is linked throughout this deck, and will be available to you as well. Lines out the responsibilities directly for the Microsoft Fast Track engineers, as well as your responsibilities as a customer. For example, a Fast Track engineer is not going to create reports for you that are extremely specific to your organization. They can't come to your location and activate mobile devices. They can't do some other general activities that make sense. So they're not there to be the man on the ground. They're providing remote assistance, and they'll provide a very, very clear set of roles and responsibilities that you sign off on as well. So the process really works as follows for all of the services that are included within Fast Track. Within 30 days of purchasing, a Fast Track engineer will contact you to assist you with onboarding and kicking things off. If you want to engage with the Fast Track Center sooner than 30 days of purchasing, simply go into your Office 365 Admin Setup Center, and a pop-up will show up there asking you if you want to engage directly with the Fast Track Center, and you can expedite that process that way as well. They'll go through a process with you to assess your current environment, and then we'll work with you with any of those tools to help remediate any problems that you might have. They'll understand the deployment processes that you want to take, the infrastructure that you're currently working with, some plans that you might have for the future that you want to accommodate for. They'll work with you through all of that. If there were any issues, you'll have a remediation checklist that they can either help you with, or you might have to take some action on your own to remediate those issues. And then they'll make sure that all of your core capabilities are enabled. And this outline is really focusing on the onboarding part of what the Fast Track Center provides. But our adoption planning services often look quite similar in terms of planning and remediation. So I do want to take a quick look at some things that our customers have said who have gone through the Fast Track process recently. Seal Tech is a oil and gas company based out of Texas in the U.S. And my favorite part of their story in this quote is when he, quote, says, points out how great it is when upper management asks if you started the migration, and you can answer that we're already finished, and upper management actually never noticed that anything was going on. This is the ideal scenario, and I'm sure you all agree with this from an IT perspective. You want things to be seamless, and you want your management and end users to not even realize that anything is going on in the background. That's really an ideal state. DTEC is an interesting example, and one of my favorite examples, actually. DTEC had an emergency situation where they were actually in the middle of the Ukraine battle zone, and they were actually worried that their data center would either, you know, be destroyed or end up in the wrong hands. So they came to the Fast Track Center really with quite an emergency situation, and the Fast Track Center was asked to migrate all of their top 800 employees to Office 365, including email migration, and they needed this completed within 21 days. So this was actually quite successful. Everything was moved over within 21 days, and it was so successful now that they're migrating 5,000 to 8,000 users per year. So this was quite a memorable story, and just speaks to the speed with which the Fast Track Center can work if you as a customer, you know, are on that quick expedited timeline. And then a question that I get oftentimes when I tell this story is, oh, do they need to work that quickly? You know, we want to start getting engaged with the Fast Track Center, but we're not ready to migrate all of our top users within a month. That's unrealistic, and these are the reasons why. That's certainly not the case. We have customers who have been working with the Fast Track Center for 6 months and, you know, check in at different times when they're ready to do different things, and that's perfectly fine as well. So I do want to, in a moment, jump into the actual Fast Track experience. And here's a few highlights, some of which I've already talked about. The fact that customers, partners, and our Microsoft representatives have a shared experience within Fast Track. You're all working within the same tools. This is not just Office 365. This is all the cloud. So take this as all-inclusive. Introducing the concept of success plans and how that actually will help get you from A to Z. And then offers, which I'll talk about in a moment. Some things that I might not get into, but I do want you to be aware of, are some of the other added benefits that you do get with Fast Track, especially when you sign in. The Fast Track trial experience is a fully filled Office 365 tenant that actually gives you experiences and understanding of what you could potentially do with Office 365. Our onboarding services, migration services, adoption planning services, and project templates, which I already mentioned. So the next question after most people see the actual Fast Track environment is, okay, how do I actually engage with it? What are my next steps? And how do I work with my partner? Because, you know, I'm sure partners are in here, creating success plans for their customers. They want to send requests out to them to make sure that they can engage on projects, as well as redeem adoption or different funding offers that are related to those projects. And there's deeper guidance that's coming on the actual Fast Track site experience quite soon, which will provide more in-depth, step-by-step processes on how to work with your partner and how to work with your internal teams on engaging with this Fast Track tool. You know, inviting team members, when do you invite your larger team members in, who goes in and actually creates that customer instance, et cetera. But this is a high-level view that'll give you a really great original idea of how to do that. The bottom side being the customer path, the top being the partner path. It all starts with the website. That's where you're signing into the experience and learning a lot about it as well, if you're not familiar or if your team members are not familiar. So go ahead and sign into Fast Track. If you're a customer, your partner may have already invited you to collaborate in a customer instance or collaborate on a success plan, so you want to make sure to be in touch with them to make sure that they're, you know, inviting you at the right place and that you're seeing that invitation and connecting with them in the correct ways. If you're a partner, you can do that the opposite way as well and invite your customers to work with you or make sure that they haven't created something already and that you just need to request to work on it with them. Together or on your own, you'll want to develop a success plan that really is aligned with your business goals, which is quite self-explanatory. It's the same success plan format, but the fields and options and questions and outputs are going to change based on the parameters that you set as you're setting up your success plan in the first place. I didn't go into that, but there's very clear guidance online if you want to look into it as well. After you've done that, you're definitely going to want to submit yourself for eligible offers in order to help drive successful engagements. This is going to be really important on both the deployment as well as the adoption side. And then, of course, engaging with the Fast Track Center and getting yourself where you need to go is going to really be the completion of that process. Offers I've mentioned a couple of times. I hope I got across the point that this slide is about money, but really this is about driving adoption and is about enabling our value-added partners to help you do that. We understand that adoption is not a one-and-done thing. This is not something where you can go in and fix adoption and you were amazing and, oh, I fixed adoption for the organization and now we're always going to be up and everybody's going to be using our products as they should be. It's an ongoing process. And oftentimes you're going to need support helping with that process, change management, adoption planning, how you're looking at this years forward. So what these offers really do for both Office 365 as well as EMS is helps to remove that barrier between you needing adoption and you getting the help that you need. So the Fast Track Center helps kick off this process. They help you with planning, but oftentimes you do need other partners to help you provide those value-add services and be there in person on the ground with you driving those adoption activities and driving those actions within your organization. So that's really what the adoption offers are here to provide, and we hope that you take advantage of them. So that is about it for me and Fast Track. And I'm sure at this point you're saying, oh, thank you so much, Marissa. I absolutely love Fast Track and can't believe all of the great value it provides. So thank you. I'm just here to tell you what to do next. If you don't have a tenant, if you don't have an Office 365 tenant to log into Office 365, get a trial tenant. Simply on office.com through our trial mechanism, get a trial, log into Fast Track with those credentials, and then go in and add a Fast Track trial for yourself with all of that curated information. Familiarize yourself with those Office 365 usage scenarios. Like I said, those are going to be big in getting not only your executive stakeholders on board with this entire process, but that's what's really going to drive that end user adoption going forward. Visit the site to do all of that, as well as to log in. Connect with your partner. Make sure that they're going down the right avenues in order to connect with you on Fast Track and engage with the center. And then create a success plan and continue to drive your own goals and be successful in however you define it. Thank you very much.